Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, hello. You know what? I don't know whether you would describe my mood today as being fully joyous or just good.
Okay.
My mood is good. Maybe not completely joyous.
Not completely. I think you're joyous.
It may have something to do with one of my favorite songs came up on Richie's radio on Apple Music. And it's a sad song, so that might have sent me from being completely joyous down a little to melancholy.
Mm. Okay.
Which, when they meet in the middle, it's good.
Oh,
it's good.
You get a sad song, it just comes up, and you'll stick with it.
Yeah, because I love it so much. And then I was actually listening to this one, Riggins, with a purpose, because I want Rob to learn how to sing this song. It's an obscure song, but I think his voice is suited to it. So I'm trying to be like the voice coach.
Okay. I want to hear him sing this song.
Same.
I'm going to start working on it as soon as I leave today.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a little performance or something for us.
I am excited.
A little Christmas recital.
You know what I have been working on? I've been recording me singing songs in the car on the way home.
Oh, really?
So I'll get that on the list as well.
You record yourself singing in the car?
I just started doing it because I thought we could use it for content potentially.
I like it.
Love that.
I like it.
I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
You're just a regular old I Love Lucy, aren't you? Put me in the show, Ricky. Put me in the show.
I got a perfect way to get a little airtime on this.
I'm finally going to launch my singing career.
Yeah.
I just need one scout to hear it.
Yeah.
I love it. Thinking about the show. I'm into that.
Mm-hmm. I'm into that,
making
too.
Making some content.
So, yesterday was some great content with Lindsay telling Rob how she's going to make him a man. So that is today's, in case you missed it, replay, and it's coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, what a treat we have for you today. What a treat. Cheers, everyone. For the In Case You Missed It segment, Lindsay from yesterday telling Rob what she is going to do to make a man out of him at the age of 39. Check it out.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
All right, so Lindsay started working back with us a couple of months ago. She was on the show, how many, 4 years?
Four years,
and then on sabbatical for eight. She's back now, and she is the type that always wants to help people. She's also the type that is blunt when it comes to helping people, mm-hmm. and she just assumes that everybody knows her heart is in the right place and that they shouldn't get offended. So Riggins has noticed something, and you think that this can help Rob. Lindsay can help Rob.
I think it could. She could help him. Yeah, absolutely. And it started the other week when Rob is a kadult. Is that safe to say? Rob is into really childlike things. And a lot of people find it really charming. I don't think Lindsay does. based on a conversation about a couple getting into an argument over Pokemon cards. And he doesn't do that, but he does collect trading cards. So I thought, oh, it'd be fun if Lindsay had some advice for Rob about how to become like her perfect man or a good man.
Yeah. I love this. And I love this because, yes, I've been thinking this since I started back.
Great.
Since day one.
So what would you do? First of all, what would you do or take away from him to make him a man?
I'd take everything away from him.
Just completely strip him of everything he knows.
Strip down. Mm-hmm. Clothes. I mean, I don't want to see you naked. I'll leave your underwear on. But I need all your clothes gone out of your closet, off your body. Every single piece. We need to go shopping. I don't care if we go online, shopping online, that's fine. I need all of your extra curricular activities. I can't say that word. Replaced.
Like no video games, no Star Wars cards, no escape rooms, board games, Dungeons and Dragons,
yep.
All gone.
I need you to ghost every single one of your friends. Every single one. Yeah. And that's pretty much it. I mean, that's so not too much
just,
to ask.
So you can just rebuild, you know, from the ground up.
From the ground up.
Starting with getting him some clothes that adults would wear.
Yes.
Not cartoon shirts or anime shirts or, you know, wrestling shirts and Power Rangers and that sort of thing.
That's it.
But my shorts don't have, like, cargo. They don't have cargo pockets.
I don't care. We need them in the trash because they're probably 20 years old.
No.
Are they, Rob? Do you shop, Rob, for clothes?
Not often, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Lindsay, should a grown man have a, quote, favorite character from the Goofy movie? Because he's got one. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's...
Anything that my kids do that Rob does needs to be eliminated.
Okay.
And that is one.
Your kids know about a Goofy movie? I don't think so.
My kids live for the Goofy movie. They're 2 and 4.
It's a classic. You're 39. Everybody can enjoy it.
Yeah.
We're a year apart in age.
Yeah, and sometimes you just don't have fun anymore, it seems.
Rob.
So he just said a minute ago that he's so excited about the live action version of How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here thinking maybe he can take my kids to it, but no. Like, I don't want them to be around a 39-year-old that watches the same movie.
And he hates kids. So. And
there's another one.
He doesn't play well with other kids.
Right, right.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Lindsay offered some advice to Rob about how to become a more manly man, a more mature man. Because he is a man. He is all man.
Mm-hmm. I'm a man.
Yes.
But just to become more mature. And I think a lot of it starts with the things he puts in his mouth, specifically the food and the drink.
Yeah.
And no one loves a Mountain Dew more than Tech D Rob. He will travel outside the state to get a Mountain Dew sparkling seltzer energy drink.
Hard Mountain Dew.
Something that's not, you know, available in our state because of a promotion or whatever.
Yeah. So there's a website that's put together the top 10 Mountain Dew flavors, and I'm curious if Rob agrees or disagrees. Number 10, Diet Mountain Dew Code Red.
Never had it. Didn't know it existed.
Number 9, Mountain Dew Pitch Black.
Delicious.
This is based on the Walking Dead show is made in conjunction with that show. Number 8, Mountain Dew Live Wire. This is a bright orange one.
That's one that I was able to taste test before it came out. And it was gross before, but it's good now.
You got to taste the Mountain Dew before it came out?
I did a little survey for them, and then I went to go try it out, and it wasn't good, so they fixed it before it came out. I'm the reason it tastes good now.
You are the Mountain Dew man? Oh, my God.
He's the guy. Mm-hmm. Number 7, Mountain Dew Baja Blast Zero Sugar.
That would be my number one.
That's the best
flavor.
Zero
sugar?
That's my favorite one.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Number 6, Original Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's good, of course.
Number 5 is Mountain Dew Code Red.
Oh, that's my second favorite. Yeah.
I want to stop right here. TJ, have you tried any of these?
The Original Mountain Dew years ago. No. But other than that, I haven't had a Mountain Dew.
That doesn't tickle your fancy. It doesn't get you excited.
No.
Okay. Number 4, Mountain Dew Voltage. This is charged with raspberry, citrus flavor, and ginseng.
It's not bad. But it wouldn't be in my top 10.
Okay. Number 3, Black Cherry Mountain Dew Kickstart. This is the energy drink.
No cherry, thank you, except for Code Red.
Black Cherry Mountain Dew
Kickstart. He doesn't do fruit. Are you kidding me?
It's not actual fruit in the Mountain Dew.
And he didn't even know that up until right now that cherry was a fruit.
He's like, what kind of fruit grows in the mountains anyway? Number 2 is Mountain Dew Throwback. This is the one with real sugar.
Oh, that's too much.
They said it's really good. And then the number 1 top Mountain Dew flavor is Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
I figured that would be number 1, yeah. Some people don't even go to Taco Bell if you can't even get it. Like, reason they go to Taco Bell. No, it's a couple friends of mine, though.
Mm.
If they find out it's out, they just go, oh, no, thank you. I'll go somewhere else.
And this is a taco. You can't get this in the store. You have to go to a Taco Bell.
You can right now. It's very limited as to when that can happen. But right now, you can get it in store. But in a few months, you won't be able to.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of things, when Rob is talking about what he likes and all that, I'll usually follow it up with, well, my kids.
Yeah.
Used to love a Baja Blast Freeze at Taco Bell, which is an icy.
Okay.
Of Taco Bell Blast.
It's real good.
And did you make comments when they would bring that back? Like, don't have that in my house.
Yeah, little rednecks. What do you call people, dirtbags.
Little dirtbag. Dirt What's up, you little dirtbag? Get that Mountain Dew freeze out of this house. Ugh. Unless you're bringing me Taco Bell, too.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I was curious about that list.
Interesting.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
One of my favorite things that Riggins does is he's very interested in, he finds it entertaining when he runs across old 80s and 90s TV commercials and how they wouldn't really play now in the world, in this bubble wrap woke world that we live in, where it would be unacceptable to have a mobile home commercial where there was a peeping Tom.
Everybody's too sensitive, yeah. Guys.
So he sent me this morning. I laughed. It's probably early 80s, and it's a local commercial for a mobile home dealership. And it shows a woman who has bright red hair, and it's teased and sprayed up like that typical 80s. And she's wearing a formal kind of dress. It's real gaudy, you know. And she's in her mobile home and talking about how great it is and all that. And then he's talking and he's in the commercial. And then it shows her in a bubble bath. And then there's a skylight in the mobile home. And he's on the roof peeking down at her. And she looks up and sees him looking down at her. And then he looks at the camera and gives the slug line of the business. So it's only 20 seconds. But the last line in this is so clever. Listen.
Now, ain't this about the fanciest thing you ever seen?
It's nice to come home to the quality and comfort of a manufactured home.
Rumor has it Clark's Mobile Homes make you a good deal on one of these.
Check out the selection at Clark's Mobile Homes, Highway 15 North, Law.
Hi, I'm James Clark, Clark's Mobile Homes. We do it for a living, not a killing.
We do it for a living, not a killing. That's what he's saying when she's caught him looking through the skylight into the bathtub.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Look at that hair.
She looks a lot like Reba McEntire.
Yeah, like Reba McEntire just came off stage somewhere.
Yeah.
And then she's in the bubble bath, and there he is peeking in at her.
Oh, my. That
he's
is
got a, oh, and I forgot to say he's got a mullet.
Yeah, he's got the mullet, of course. Uh-huh. And yeah, he's looking down through the skylight of the mobile home while she's in the bath.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't do this for to make a killing. Yeah. We do it for a living.
We do this for a living, not a killing.
That's so weird. Yeah. That's the creepiest commercial I've ever seen.
And but we don't know the local story behind it. Could have been his wife.
I looked everywhere and I was like, is this Reba McEntire? Because it looks so much like her.
Yeah, it does.
And no, I couldn't. I just found out kind of where it was.
That is a good line, though. I think you should start using it.
But you know, you can't be a peeping Tom creep if it's your wife.
True.
You've always said that.
True.
Is it, though?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, when we had a pool, I would stare out the window at my wife in binoculars when she was out there by the pool.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's my wife.
Yeah, that's right.
I just didn't feel like walking out there and looking at her.
That's true.
It was more out of laziness than anything.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to do is look at your wife.
Yeah. Did you leave the binoculars at the windowsill, like at the kitchen window?
No. I'm not a savage.
You hit them.
They went. It'd be more important to her that the binoculars go in their place when you're done with them.
I believe it. Where are my binoculars?
I don't care about you creeping on me. I just want to make sure that you're not leaving stuff out.
Yeah.
Making a mess.
Thought she'd say, you weirdo.
Yeah. Oh, she does. Yeah.
She didn't know he was peeping.
Oh, shoot.
Just like yesterday, I said something to her and she took offense to it. I can't remember what it was. I'll try to think of it. If I think of it, I'll tell you. Because, I mean, I meant to write that down because I think she was being so unreasonable because I gave her a compliment and she took offense to it.
Oh.
Wow.
It's hard to please that woman.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, I think we have to warn Rob Riggins before he does something that will get him in trouble. I can see this happening to him, but they're already sending out warnings to people that they better not do it.
Uh-oh.
Say, you better not do this thing. So we'll tell you what it is and get him straight in a few minutes.
The top trending topic right now, the CMA Awards happened last night. The 58th annual CMA Awards happened in Nashville, hosted by Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. They seem to be the new go-to guys.
Did you say Peyton or Peyton?
Painting.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton? How do you say it?
It's a commercial that he does.
Oh.
It's funny.
Luke Bryan, Peyton Manning. So Entertainer of the Year went to Morgan Wallen, mm-hmm. and they had Jeff Bridges up there, and he mispronounced his name. He called him Morgan Whaling.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the biggest award of the night. I mean, it's not worse than John Travolta calling Idina Menzel Adele Dazeem. But it's pretty bad, especially because it's the biggest award of the night, Entertainer of the Year. Mm-hmm. So Morgan Wallen wins that, not Morgan Whaling.
And y'all don't let me forget, I have a new pet peeve that has something to do with last night's award show. And I think it's something that we need to have stopped in our society.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Serious business. And you know, all of the big news on a serious note come from the country music awards.
Well, exactly. The single of the year went to Chris Stapleton's White Horse. Never even heard that song. Album of the year went to Cody Johnson. Never heard of that guy, but I hear he's amazing.
He's great. Oh, he is good. He's a real country singer. He's not one of the ones that they call pop country or whatever they call them now.
Yeah, I saw some real dudes say, like, watching the TV, like, that man can sing. Yeah. That man can sing.
Hey, you know what? He can also ride bulls.
Oh, is that right?
He's a bull rider? Yeah. Well, it made out like he left the bull riding circuit. Like, he was a great professional top bull rider and all.
Yeah.
To be country music. But I saw a documentary on him, and he didn't really get much far out of high school rodeo team. So that'd be like me saying, I got into radio and I just had to walk away from baseball.
Yeah, right. Like, relax a little bit.
But I do love him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, people mm-hmm. seem to really enjoy him.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, is that Chris Stapleton song like the original White Horse from the 80s where it's talking about the cocaine? I mean, heroin?
I don't think so.
Because White Horse, that's a drug reference.
If you want to ride the White Horse. The group was called Laid Back, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I hope it's not about drugs that make me look at you differently, Chris Stapleton. Susan Smith, also in the news, she was denied parole 30 years after killing her children in Columbia, South Carolina. I think it was Columbia, South Carolina.
Union County, yeah. Where,
drove her.
That's, yeah. Drove her. That's Franklin County, I think.
Okay. Drove her car in with, you know, into a pond or a lake mm-hmm. with her two kids in the back. And she's been convicted of other crimes while she's been in prison for 30 years, including hooking up with one of the correction officers there. And she was tearful, but the children's father was there, her ex-husband, and said, I'll show up every 2 years to make sure she never gets out of jail. And he was still very emotional about mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, because his baby, they were little. They were strapped in car seats.
Yeah.
One was an infant. The other was a toddler.
They said, you know, they would have been in their 30s. They could have been parents of their own, fathers of their own. Mm-hmm. Kind of shocking. So still in prison, Susan Smith. We're going to talk about the world's worst doctor coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So today is an important day. Today is National... What are you doing, TJ?
Nothing. I'm very attentive.
Looking at me like I'm crazy. Today's National Rural Health Day, and it focuses on small town doctors, which are super important.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes perfect sense that this story is out today from Blytheville, Arkansas. This is the world's worst doctor. His name is Dr. Dave Defenay. And on Instagram, you may have recognized him as Naked Dr. Dave. He's a physician who's also a naturist, which means a nudist by any other person.
And also known to many as a fetishist.
Yeah, well, once you hear the story, he's just been suspended by the Arkansas Medical Board because when he would show up to his office, he would regularly be a naturist. He would walk around his medical office butt naked with a hat on, no shoes, no clothing, in front of female assistants and lab techs and nurses and things like that. It's mm-hmm. a full office. And he's just standing there with his hands on his hips in the middle of the waiting room during business hours. And he'll grab a piece of pizza. But the medical board said he was suspended due to his perverse behavior. And you're like, well, I mean, walking around naked is perverse, but he did much more. He was sexually harassing them by, I can't really get into the details, mm-hmm. but you can use your imagination,
yeah.
doing perverted things to the women that work in his office.
Well, why would a woman go back for day two? Or when she went in to interview for the job, either the office manager said, hey, so you know, our doctor walks around naked.
Yeah.
Or either he's interviewing her and he's naked. How do you go back and start as an employee?
They blame like the power roles in the doctor's office, saying he was a man of power and they felt like he would use pay raises to continue this kind of behavior. Like, mm-hmm. you know, a typical manipulative person,
right.
using things that you need to get away with his perverted acts. Mm-hmm.
To me, that's just another person in today's society that feels like they are entitled to bringing innocent people into their fetish.
Yeah. This is not a good look for the naturist community. I don't know. He apparently is going to appeal his suspension, but I mean, you're on Instagram, and apparently his Instagram page, his social media pages were well known in the naturist community, and no one raised a red flag. Like, hey, this guy's a physician.
Naturists is what they call nudists now.
Yeah.
And it makes it seem like it's more up and up.
Yeah.
You know, they're naturists. They're one with nature. Standing in front of a bunch of computers on carpet in a central heated and air-conditioned office complex wearing a trucker hat.
Yeah.
Why is he wearing a trucker hat? Why, if he's going to be a naturist, because he's doing it, in my opinion, innocent until proven guilty, because he's trying to look good, what he thinks look good and look sexy. So he wouldn't come in there with bedhead because he still wants to look good. And he thinks he looks great naked, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's impressing people that come in there.
So vanity still exists, even when you're butt naked.
I want to know where the husbands are of these women, and that somebody didn't snatch him up and beat the crap out of him in Blytheville, Arkansas or whatever.
Yeah, just kill him. Like, what did you do around my wife?
And I wouldn't say kill
him. Wait till you hear what he did to some of the women. You might want to kill him. If you did that to Jody, you'd try to kill him. And
I know,
rightfully
but I wouldn't
so.
Say it on the radio.
You wouldn't say that you want to kill him. Just do it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Is it this weekend that... Gladiator 2 and Wicked go to the theaters?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday, right. It's this weekend. I think it's the AMC theaters have spoken out, and I don't know why this has to be said. It's one of the things that you should just be understood in a civil society. But they said they will not tolerate in the movie Wicked people singing along with the songs while they're in the theater. Why does that have to be said? Nobody wants to hear you singing. They want to hear the professionals on screen singing. So if somebody sitting behind me is blaring out the words and all I can hear is them and not the people that I paid to hear sing the songs, then I'm going to be upset.
Yeah,
Rob, do not do that.
I don't know the songs from Wicked, so I can't. So,
but you would if you did. If you did know them, you'd be singing them.
I can't make any promises, but I would try not to. I've never done it in a movie theater before.
Mm. And you know what that boils down to? Is that a great sense of self. Like, you want the attention on you when there's obviously a huge movie that has been professionally done.
Yeah.
That people are enjoying. Don't drown it out with your amateur voice. Nobody paid to hear you sing. They want to hear what's on the screen.
It's also a 2-hour and 40-minute movie. So like, if you have to deal with that for that long,
man,
people singing the whole time,
Broadway music.
I don't care if it's one song. I don't want to hear some amateur behind me singing. First of all, I don't know how much masculinity I would have to lose to be able to go to that movie and sit there for 2 and whatever hours.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a full on
2 2/3 hours. Yeah.
You know, that's a full deprogramming.
That's a lot of Ariana Grande for you in one sitting. Wow.
What would you do, Riggins? First of all, you've got to be able to suspend reality and imagine yourself going to a theater and seeing a movie.
Yeah, an Ariana Grande movie. No offense, I'm sure she's brilliant in this new one. I don't know what happens at a normal musical movie. Do people normally sing? I mean, that's such a weird thing. I can't even think of what that is. Like, people are just singing out loud.
Didn't they say they had that problem with that Taylor Swift concert movie that they put out? Like, they people wouldn't stay in their seats. They were dancing. Yeah. It's a little different, but it's still, it's in a theater. People are there to see a show.
Hey, try that on Broadway. Stand up in the audience. It's, unless somebody on stage says, okay, everybody sing, you know.
Really?
And bring the audience into the show.
Yeah.
No. Just sit down.
Yeah.
Stop singing. Enjoy it with everybody else.
Yeah, there might not have been people that have seen the musical before, so they might not know the songs, and you're just kind of spoiling it for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a friend of in my D&D group that I had to send a little picture to. They're not going with me to see it, but I like, just so you know, don't do this, please, because I know you will.
the friend would sing?
Yeah, she would definitely sing.
Okay. Well, see, there you go, Regans. Don't somebody do it. Who's not really honed in the social skills.
Yeah, right.
There's also a sing-along version coming on Christmas Day, so... If that's what you want to do, wait till December 25th.
All right. That makes sense. Right. Just wait. Just wait.
Mm-hmm. Just enjoy.
Hold it in.
Just enjoy the complete and total wokeness of it in and of itself without singing along.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, don't forget, we're having a big, big time Saturday evening at Blackfin Ameripub in the Ballantyne area of Charlotte. It is a celebration of heroes, and it's a fundraiser for Tunnel to Towers, great organization. Ryan Trotty will be one of the musical performers, and then later on, Kids in America. It's an 80s party type band. And you can get tickets. There are all different levels of tickets because we're going to be your MCs for the event. The tickets are available at blackfinballantyne.com, blackfinballantyne.com. Okay, here's my thing. Now, I've made mention of this a few times, but never, you know, to the point of making it what I would call an issue.
Okay.
So I saw a clip this morning of something that happened on the CMAs last night, Country Music Awards, and it was Jelly Roll performing with Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn. Kix Brooks could have been on the stage, I don't know, but the only clip I saw was the two of them, which is all that matters because this is where the observation comes in. Ronnie Dunn is 71 years old, I believe. And his hair and beard are dyed so badly that it looks like he has just done something to be in a high school play. I mean, it is awful. And I've been talking about this, these older men who are getting their hair dyed or dyeing their hair themselves at home. I don't know what they're doing. And the great Nick Saban is another one. He's on that College Game Day show. And his hair is like just a dull, harsh-looking brown. And my problem isn't with men doing the, you know, covering up the gray or whatever. But don't just go to the drugstore or Walmart and buy Just for Men hair color that just says brown, medium brown, dark brown, light brown. Go to a salon that specializes in hair coloring.
Yeah, come on.
They even have people who specialize in beard coloring, which is a different texture than the hair on your head.
Yeah.
I'm all for men. If I still had hair, I'm sure I would be doing something like that to it. But I wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
Jody wouldn't do it for me. Miss Vicky at the salon would be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like she used to when I had hair. So it's not that. I'm not saying, hey, be men. Don't go and dye your hair. Because even though if you had it done in a better tint or with some toner or something like that, people would still know that you're 73 and there's no way you don't have any gray hair and all that stuff. But at least it wouldn't be so in your face. Like, wow, yeah. Did he just put take a Sharpie and color in his goatee before he walked out on stage here?
This is jarring.
I mean, I know it's crazy. It looks like a Halloween costume, or like I said, it looks like a looks like a high school kid who's wearing a fake beard and wig in a play.
Yeah, it's like stage makeup.
It's I mean,
that's crazy.
If they care enough to want to make their hair look less gray, then care enough to have it done professionally.
Yeah.
You wouldn't send your guitars out to some, you know, high school kid that's getting off the bus and say, hey, go fix my guitar.
Yeah.
You'd say, here, a professional guitar tech.
Yeah, this is easy.
Mm. So y'all get that message to them.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.